Political Bombshell.
Exciting talk show that educates listeners while giving common sense opinion on politics, news, and a variety of topics.
Why or why not?
I'm absolutely outraged by what he just said, that a fetus is less significant than a pet.
Listen to our podcast. Visit politicalbombshow.cf.
The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rashawn Blyden. You can give us a call at 323-835-1123, politicalbombshow.cf. I'm playing the theme music to The Flash because today's show is going to be done in a flash. Yes, so let's get straight to the news. No more dilly-dallying. Let's get to the news. Okay. Even if telling the truth makes me a liar. Let's see what the president is talking about here. Exclusive. Trump worries that Mueller interview could be a perjury trap. It is a perjury trap. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's a perjury trap. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday he was worried that any statements under oath he provides to special counsel Robert Mueller could be used to bring perjury charges against him as part of the probe into Russia's electoral interference. In an interview with Reuters, Trump echoed the concerns of his top lawyer in the probe, Rudy Giuliani, who was warned that any sit-down with Mueller could be a perjury trap. The president expressed fears that investigators could compare his statements with that of others who have testified in the probe, such as former FBI Director James Comey, and that any discrepancies could be used against him. It's true, so why sit down and do it? It's a no-brainer. Don't do it. Don't do it, plain and simple. Protesters topple another Confederate statue in North Carolina. South Africa begins season white-owned farms. Very sickening. Very sickening. Race to offload property. So I don't blame them. I'd offload my property too if I knew that the government was coming to seize it and get as much money as I can and get out of there. Melania Trump set for a solo tour to Africa. Update. Spacey movie takes in $618 now. I don't really care about this. I talked about that yesterday. Pope vows no more cover-ups. Really? I'll believe that when I see it. Pope vows no more cover-ups on sexual abuse in letter to Catholics. Pope Francis facing sexual abuse crisis in several countries, wrote an unprecedented letter to all Catholics on Monday, asking each one of them to help root out this culture of death and vowing there would be no more cover-ups. Well, we'll see what happens with that. Policeman yells, "Jesus is coming," before stabbing toddler. Police is saying that a man yells, "Jesus is coming," before he stabbed a toddler. Oh, great. This is stuff that usually people who are with Muslim faith does when they say Allah Akbar. Usually Christians don't say Jesus is coming and stab anyone. So this is clearly a sick man. Most Christians like myself are not like that. A man is accused of fatally stabbing and beating his 16-month-old son before a neighbor at his Louisville apartment complex attempted to stop the attack by shooting him in the leg, police said. Witness reported that a man was stabbing or beating the child about 12:40 p.m. in the courtyard. Sick. I don't want to read any more of that. Plot twist. Weinstein accusers is accused. Oh, boy. Me too worries at Burning Man orgy. I'm sorry, I'm so phlegmy today. Shouldn't be so flammable on air. No one wants to hear the phlegm. She's back. Hillary donor dinners. That sounded to me like she's planning on running, which is good news for us Republicans. Political takes heat for blaming Roy Cohn's AIDS death on the decadent homosexual lifestyle. Boom, bull market poised to set record for longest ever. Hashtag she too posters plastered on LA street. I never heard of that one. She too, me too, how about I too? Should I start an I too movement? Just I alone, I too? I should start that just for, I should put that on my Twitter line, #I2. See if it goes anywhere. When they ask me, what does that mean, Mr. Blyden? It just means I was making fun of the Me Too movement, that's all. That's all it means. You are a horrible human being. Why, thank you. I appreciate that. It wasn't a compliment. Thank you anyway. Measles cases hit record high in Europe. Junk food kills alpaca at animal hospital. Who fed them the junk food anyway? Hog fed up with elderly Dems. Won't move. F off. Let us take control. Let's see, what is that all about? Oh, it's this idiot David Hogg. After Parkland furious and unflinching, an NRA enemy and accused crisis actor in high school, blah, blah, blah. I don't care about this guy. I really don't. I don't care about this guy. I have a limited time today, and I'm not going to let you take up the space that I have. So, let's see. I'll keep whipping through here. Democrats want this video to be erased from the internet. I hate these ads. They try to catch your attention by saying, this is important. The Democrats want this video erased before you can see it. And when you look at it, it's some BS. I'm not going to fall for it anymore. I'm not going to fall for it anymore. Why Jennifer Grey couldn't stand Patrick Swayze. See some more of these things. I'm not looking at these ads. I hate that. At first, I never used to know they were ads, but I caught on really quickly. And I know. What is this? Entirely new. What's all these names? Entirely new successful phenomenon. I don't care. I don't care. I just don't care. I do not care. I don't care. Hernandez fiance address NFL star's sexual orientation in a book, likely gay? Who is likely gay? Wait, the fiance of Hernandez was saying he's likely gay? Huh. Interesting. So Aaron Hernandez's fiance concedes that NFL star was likely gay and reveals she would have supported him if he came out of the closet, but says she saw no signs of same-sex attraction before his suicide. So how would she, I don't understand. Why is she even writing this stuff? Sayana Jenkins writes in a foreword of Jose Bay's new book, Unnecessary Roughness, that she had no idea that Aaron Hernandez might be gay. The two started dating in 2007 while in high school and got engaged in 2012 when Jenkins became pregnant with their daughter. Avale revealed exclusively that Hernandez had a relationship with a fellow prisoner, Kyle Kennedy, in the wake of his suicide back in 2017. Jenkins denied these claims over a year, but now says the fact that he felt he couldn't come out to me or he couldn't tell me these things hurts. Well, maybe it's just because he was in jail and he knows he was there for life, and so he needed to take care of his needs. And who knows? I don't know what the prison culture is like, but I know that if someone's going for prison for life, then and they know that they're never going to come out again, what other kind of relationship is there to have in there but a gay one, I guess. Maybe that's how he looked at it. Who knows? I don't know. I've never been in jail. But if anyone out there listening to the sound of my voice has been in jail, and you were straight, but you knew you were going to be in jail for a long time and you wanted companionship and love and tenderness, so you just allow yourself to be in a gay situation while you were in jail, give us a call. Let us know. Tell us your story. 323-835-0123, politicalbombshow.cf. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that maybe he wasn't gay. I just think that he knew that he was going to be in jail for life. And find tenderness. I don't know what words to use. Who knows? Why am I reading this? I've spent enough time on this. I'm on borrowed time. Let's go. Let's go. Let's zip it. It's supposed to be zippity zoo that. Zippity doo that. Zippity yay. My oh my. What a wonderful day. World biggest plane has rockets to launch. Most decked out jet selling for $639. Trump rails against Mueller. Calling obstruction phony crime. Special Counsel thugs are looking for trouble. They are looking for trouble. Nightmare in Disneyland as hotel pool poisons guests. Wow, whoa. What's going on here? I'm glad I can't swim. Shout out to Scott, by the way. He's going to be going to Disneyland in September. Let's see here. 22 people were intoxicated by a bad batch of bleach. Oh, and sulfuric acid added to the swimming pool tank. Huh. So poison, did it kill them? Or guess at Disneyland, Paris, New York hotel were quickly warned to stay away from the pool on Friday after a number of holidaymakers and staff started to feel unwell and experienced respiratory problems. Wow. Like I said, once I get in the market for homes, a pool isn't on the top priority. Garage is, though. A garage is definitely on the top priority list, but not a pool. I don't really care if I have a pool or not. Ice found on moon surface. Huh. Thousands of child slaves forced to work on illegal London pot farms? Huh. Let's see. That's not good at all. That's not good at all. And let's see what else. What else is going on in the news? Google sued for tracking users. Okay, I read this before. And that's it for news. I told you it was going to be zippity-zoo that. A quick monologue when I come back and wrap the show up. So today I want to talk about, do you like living a fast-paced life, or do you like just being laid back and just taking life slowly? Which one do you like? Well, I didn't know which one I liked until I actually was put in a situation where so I was living fast-paced life, and I went back to St. Thomas for a two-week vacation. Literally after the first couple of days, I wanted to come back to my fast-paced life. I was like, yeah, I don't like the slow-paced life. It's not for me. Maybe if I'm super gray and old, and then it'll be for me, but it was driving me crazy. I was like, man, time is like really dragging. I like to be on the go, zip, 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 but not like I'm on the go right now. It's just too much. Like, I'm going to get a couple hours of rest, then I'm going to be on the go again. I have to do this for 5 days until the weekend comes around the corner. That's the only time I'm going to get any relief is on the weekend. So, and because I've killed myself throughout the entire week, the weekend I'm pretty much nursing my wounds by resting, not doing much, and drinking maybe. But you got to do something. Got to do something. Speaking of doing something, I checked my mail and I got I like to go to a Springfield Symphony, downtown Springfield, because I love orchestra. And they sent me a list, you know, the booklet of shows to come. I'm due to go to one. I haven't been to one in a little bit. Then you have the MGM Casino coming in about 3 days, 24th, I think it is. So that's going to be a nightmare for traffic. I'm not going to go. Honestly, I'm not going to go. Many of you, I'm not sure if I mentioned it on the air or if you read my book, but I used to be a compulsive gambler, so gambling isn't my big cup of tea. I don't really do it much anymore. And now it's going to be right in the backyard, pretty much. It's right there. It's going to be a nightmare. I mean, they claimed that they were going to create new highways just for that casino. I don't see any new highways around. It's going to be a nightmare to get in and out of Springfield off of 91 North. It's going to be nightmarish. I already saw it. I already see it. So, not looking forward to the casino. Not at all. Not at all. I know many of you are. Especially, I know Mohegan Sun and Foxwood Casino are not looking forward to it. Because, basically, they would have a lot of Massachusetts, like myself, drive all the way to Connecticut, way out there, to go to their casinos. But now the roles are going to be reversed. Pretty much anyone within the borders of Massachusetts are going to come flooding in to this casino. First of all, it's new, and it's right there. And so I just predict it's going to be a nightmare. You're going to have people coming in from Enfield, Connecticut, from Windsor, East Windsor, South Windsor. Where else? You're going to have people probably coming down from the other side, from New Hampshire, from whoever is on the Massachusetts borders. They're going to start coming in to go to the casino. I already know how it's going to play out already. But I don't have any plans on going. I know my friend Chris, he's all pumped. I told him already, I'm not going in there to get robbed. Oh, you're just over-exaggerating. No, I'm not over-exaggerating. I mean, just today, my friend Gio showed me a video of a Springfield man running around nude. What's that? Let's see. You know, Fox always says it's breaking news, and it's never breaking news. Let's see here. Microsoft IDs more. Microsoft IDs more Russian hacking prior to midterms. Okay. I'm so sick and tired of you with your hacking this, hacking that. How about that's hacking? That's a form of hacking anyway. That's nasty. That's nasty. Okay, that's nasty. That is nasty. Okay, so what was I talking? Yeah, so you know, so you had a yeah. I just don't think it's a good city. I think that they should have cleaned up the crime more, and before they build a casino like that. I mean, it's huge. It's taking up a lot of space. Looks nice, but it's not. It's going to be, like I said, they had some crazy guy from Springfield running through the streets naked. I was like, what is this? Gio would find something crazy like that. He's into these crazy, nonsensical things. Let's see. Trying to see if I could find a video again. Springfield. MA. Man. Nope, that's not, they're not kidnapping. Man, naked, let's see. Yeah, man arrested for exercising naked at Planet Fitness. That's funny. Oh my goodness. Let's see who this is. Why would someone exercise naked at... Okay, well, technically it wasn't... It says Enfield man. So it was an Enfield man arrested... Wait a minute. Okay, there's so many naked stories here. Okay, let's see. That's an old one. But it was... I mean, look how many people do crazy things. Look at this. An Enfield man arrested for driving naked in Springfield, Massachusetts. Let's see all the stupid... Then you had yesterday. Man arrested for exercising naked at Planet Fitness. Are you kidding me? Why do people do these things? Okay, that guy here, he was a... This is a white man. He looks kind of creepy looking. Okay. I don't want to see any more of that. Here, get another one. No, this, I think it's the same story. Yeah, Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness. I had a crazy... It's not Planet Fitness, but... I used to be a member at LA Fitness, and... This was in South Windsor, actually. South Windsor, Connecticut. I used to work out all the time. You look at me now, you'd be like, you? No. I did. I used to work out. I used to enjoy it. That's when I had a real job that didn't take my whole life away. Okay. But anyways, so I love, after working out, relaxing in the sauna. So... Here I am sitting in the sauna, and this huge obese man walks in, turn the lights out, and sits down. After a few minutes, I hear moaning. Now, I know exactly what that moan is. Everyone, every man knows that moan. It's a masturbating moan. So I quickly open my eyes and look over, and you see this big obese man masturbating. And it seemed like he got more excited when I woke up and saw him. He actually ejaculated. And he goes, oh, it feels good, man. I ran out of there real fast. Told management that this is unhealthy and it's nasty. And you have an obese man in there masturbating. He ejaculated in the sauna. So I never saw him after that. So I don't know if they took away his membership or not, but that was gross. But anyway, let's see here. And there's a lot of naked stories here that insane. I was looking for the video that my friend, I can't find the video. Okay, I'm not gonna look for it anymore. Anyway, that video, I mean, I think it's a different story. I don't think it was someone exercising and Planet Fitness. Let's see. Yeah, this song, this seems like it. This seems like, what is this? It says a naked man on drugs arrested after hostile encounter. I think that this might be it. Let's see here. Video could not be found, so it took the video down. This was in Cambridge, Massachusetts. So anyway, doesn't matter. I don't even know why I got to that story for. What else? This is only going to be like a 30-minute show today because I really have to go. I can't do it any much longer than 30 minutes. I have to be gone. But definitely, hump day, I'll try to make a, I'll try to do a, my full show again. I just, it's just a lot going on right now. And hopefully, I don't know, I'm giving it a month. Hopefully things get better. Because the, these hours are insane what I'm working. And see, basically when you're an expert in your field, you're gonna, that's what's gonna happen. You're expert in your field, but your peers are not on your level. So therefore, you have to take the brunt of all these new accounts, and it's really, really time consuming, to put it yeah, it's pretty time consuming. So yeah, it's a killer, and you need energy. You need energy to do that type of thing. And I'm getting sick of it. I really am. I mean, supposedly when my peers at least learn how to do some of these machines, then it'll lighten the load somewhat on me. So we'll see. We'll see if it happens. We will see. But I'm sorry I had to go. I did show up, at least I did show up. And did a little bit of news and a small monologue on, do you like to be do you like a fast-paced life? Now, I like fast-paced, but not fast-paced as in like a New York fast-paced. That's just too fast. Not New York fast-paced. A little bit slower than New York fast-paced. I'm not in the New York frame of mind right now. No New York frame of mind. That's just too fast. I mean, I don't know. You know, I lived in New York. Let's see. I used to work for a telecommunication company, and I lived in New York, and it was too fast paced. Let's see where I live. Queens. I started out living in Queens, and but Bronx was really, really fast paced. It really was. Bronx was too fast paced for me. I had a lot of family members there. My cousin Joelle, she, I don't know if she's still there or not, but it was something. I don't like things that fast paced. It's just too, it was too fast. Too fast. So I like it a little bit slower. A little bit slower than New York. California, I only visited there once when I went to be a guest on a Tosh.0 show, but I didn't really get to, I mean, it seemed like it was fast-paced as well. I don't know if it was as fast-paced as New York, but where I went, it was pretty fast-paced. Really fast-paced, so. Mr. Billy Joel. Come on, I know you know this song. Okay. This might be an instrumental. I don't have the voice right now to sing that. I'm sorry. I cannot sing that right now. Because I am not in a New York state of mind. I am not in a New York state of mind. So let's see if we could do this again with some audio. Because I can't sing right now. How's everyone doing on this lovely Tuesday? just pianos here?
Their limousine.
Okay, I had to fast forward. It was killing me.
Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line.
Why are you doing that?
I'm in a New York state of mind.
Okay. I am not. What state of mind I am in? I'm in right now. I'm in a sleeping state of mind. Tired state of mind. Frustrating state of mind. Angering state of mind. I could think of many other things. But I am not in a New York state of mind. I didn't mind it for a little bit, but there's too many people. I mean, too many people. Too many people. And I like my space. That's why I only need to live in the house. And the apartments were insane. The bathroom was like walking into a closet, for goodness sakes. I'm not exaggerating. When I used to install the high-speed internet, I'd go to Manhattan in these apartments that people are paying God knows how much money just to stay there. And I asked to use the bathroom, and they pointed to me. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is a closet. Literally all they had room for was a toilet and a little tiny sink. There was nothing else really there. And some type of a contraption that's supposed to be a shower. It's horrible. But, okay. I said I was going to stay 30 minutes. I'm going a little bit longer than I wanted to. Because of that New York state of mind. You're in a New York state of mind. Better Call Saul is an amazing show, by the way. I have to... If you were a fan of Breaking Bad, you're going to love Better Call Saul. It's pretty much just like it. I mean, different, but you know, you'll feel right at home. You'll definitely remember many of the cast members, and it's funny. It's really funny. I think Breaking Bad was more like a drama, but Better Call Saul is definitely leaning towards comedy. Speaking of comedy, Preacher, that show is just, it's insanely wacky and weird and dark and creepy in some sense, but it just keeps you watching. It's like funny as well. Like, I don't want to spoil this if you haven't watched it, but it's just funny where Jesse, basically, he's a preacher who has some kind of a power. I can't think of the name of it right now. And it was stolen from him. And then the only way for him to get it back was to get it from the overly obese guy that had it. And he had it hidden inside of his rectum. It's just crazy. What a show. But anyway, we'll end on that note. And sorry for the short show. But I will make it up to you. I will make it up to you sooner or later. So, take care. Bye-bye now.
It's time to dream a little dream. It's time to lay your head and sleep. The day was fun, but now it's done. It's time to lay your head and sleep.
A new sheriff coming into town. Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.